come to the Elkhart East Tampa Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
MI3 Network. CMN Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Tampa Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
W9PRJ.
This is the CNN Network, MI3. CNN Network, 220.
Come to the Elkhart East Tampa Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
KB9KBX, KB9KBX, WB9WXO, where you at today? You're not mobile. KB9KBX.
KB9KBX,
WB9WXO.
Hey, Ron. And
then why are you? Why, Brian? Jim ain't on the road again?
No, I just remembered. He's up in Michigan.
Oh, okay. Well, last week I forgot to turn it on, and this week I didn't, and then that's why, like, I looked at the time, I'm like, well, I don't hear nobody talking.
Yeah, it just dawned on me, too. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. He went up yesterday to see his, to see the daughter and everything, and his two grandkids. His youngest grandson's birthday was yesterday.
Yeah. You gotta do that, yeah. Yeah, that's no biggie. I'll talk to him later. But yeah, family. You gotta have family. Versus them grandkids.
Oh yeah, grandpa, or the grandparents spoil the grandkids.
Yes, they do. You sure them all up and send them home.
Yep, here you go, have fun.
Yeah, here, take a few more Tootsie Pop, put a couple in your pocket.
Yep, and then your kid goes, why did you do that? Well, because when you were little, yeah, I had to deal with you like that. So, hey, now you got to deal with it.
And they always want to come over to Grandpa and Grandma's, and they got cookies and all kinds. Yeah, let's go there. Let's go to Grandma's.
Exactly.
Yeah, you going with Bob to the Ham Fest August 1st?
Yes, I am.
I seen the website where they raised it a dollar. That's kind of odd, but whatever.
Well, still cheaper than some other ones, especially Fort Wayne now. Golly, you're spending almost, feels like $20 just to park and get in between those two things.
Yeah, Fort Wayne is overrated anymore. Back in the day when ICOM and Kenwood and Yaesu and all them other, R&L and all them other big wigs came in, you know, well, you had Batteries of America stops in and stuff like that. But, I mean, the main three radio makers, and, you know, they gave away hats and all kinds of stuff. You got to see the newest, greatest, latest, and greatest. But that wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. But now it seems like it's more of a CB computer show, and you'll have some things, but it's you know, one room instead of two, and yeah, it seems like you should be getting a rebate on something.
Yeah, well, don't get me wrong. I like Fort Wayne. I mean, I still do. It's just, you know, they remodeled, so they're going to bump the prices up for everything, and then for the vendors, the tables are the prices are up on it. And then if you want to take your say you have 5-6 tables, you have a truckload. Now, if you want to take them in, you know, take your vehicle in to the Coliseum, they're going to charge you an extra, I think it's like $10 a table that you have. So, yeah, it's getting really ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, it's not the latest and greatest like it used to be. Back in the day, I mean, you know, all the big wigs were there and everything, and it was pretty cool. And now it's kind of dwindled down. And I don't know why they, you know, it was one of the bigger ones, kind of like, well, not exactly like Dayton, but, you know, it was a good-sized fest. And I don't know. Elkhart's too small to have them big wigs come here, I guess. But, I mean, it could be worked on, maybe. Who knows? It would be nice to see them, but I don't even know if they do any ham fest hardly except for Dayton and stuff anymore. Maybe the real big ones in Florida or something.
Well, it's like in this country, well, around here we would have like, it was either three or four big ones. All right, you got Hamvention, you've got Hamcation, used to be Fort Wayne, and it used to be Indy. Indy used to be huge too. And I believe they're not even that anymore. So, I mean, and then you got Huntsville, which is a big one too. So, a lot of the, you know, ICOM, Kenwood, Yaesu, they'll go to Dayton, Hamcation, and the other one. Yeah, I can't even think of it now. But Huntsville. I think it's Huntsville. Anyways, yeah, out that way. So, yeah, man, it's just sad that things are going like this. But like with Fort Wayne, it was, the deciding factor on that was after Hurricane Katrina. I mean, before then, a lot of people, they say no, but I truly believe that it started with Hurricane Katrina, because after Katrina hit, remember how much the gas prices went up? Like, they topped like $4.50 a gallon, and you didn't have a lot of people coming because of gas prices.
Well, yeah, that could be true. Although Fort Wayne's a big city, there's a lot of hams around there. But yeah, that could be true. I didn't even know. I knew Peru had one, and that's closed down. I've never ever been to Peru, unfortunately. Now it's gone. But I don't really like going down to Indy. But where they have it at the state fairgrounds or something, or what? They still have that or not? I haven't heard.
I haven't either. I'm not even sure anymore. I don't even know where they hold it now.
If it wasn't for greed, the South Bend Ham Fest was, in January, was excellent. It was just nice. Something to do in the winter, you know? Can walk in and, you know,
it was beautiful
at the Century Center. But, the old Century Center, what are you going to do in January? That's easy money for them.
I know. Go figure.
The satellite was, like, at the parking garages, and I went to one or two of them. But other than that, no. I mean, that was one of the best, the South Bend Ham Fest. And people looked forward to it. And it was a lot of people there. Usually the weather was nice. I don't remember there ever having like a blizzard then and nobody showing up.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And then we used to be over at the Moose Lodge there on McKinley by Logan. That only lasted a couple of years. But, yeah, who knows? Maybe we might have one later on, you never know, but, yeah. This county, it's kind of, probably not.
Not that far, and it's not bad. It's pretty nice. Do you ever go to the one in Auburn, just north of Fort Wayne?
No, but I hear that's good.
It isn't super big. It's kind of like an Elkhart, but it's not super big. But then you get free admission to the Duesenberg Museum because it's right there, and you can go look at all them neat old cars back in the 30s and stuff. You got an added plus. Up to a rib shop. There's a rib shop down in Auburn, and we used to stop and get ribs there, barbecue. And I found out there's a tavern up there that's got one of the hugest pork tenderloins that are in the area. And we've never been there, but I heard about it. It was Auburn Tavern, and I might do that next time. We went up there one year, and the Ham Fest was all advertised on the internet and all that stuff. And we went up there, and it was canceled. And it didn't say nothing on the website, nothing on the internet. So we drove up and then we ended up going to the barbecue shop. But still, that wasn't my plan. But we got there, and you guys are probably here for the Ham Fest. Yeah, it was canceled. I'm like, well, I didn't see nothing on the website or internet. Huh. It'd be kind of nice to put that on there.
Yeah, it definitely would have been nice for them to let you know.
Yeah, it wasn't like a 10-minute drive from my house, so, an hour and a half or something. So, yeah, it would be nice to let me know that. Although we ate there before at this rib place, so it was like, might as well go eat some ribs then or something. So, and head back home. What are you going to do? So, but it was fun. It was a good one. I don't even remember when they have that now anymore. I'd have to look that up and research that.
I believe Auburn was last Saturday.
Oh, okay. Must have been doing something last weekend. It probably was. I guess I gotta, like May I know is Ohio, and November is Fort Wayne, and I guess I gotta research it more, but Auburn was good. It was nice. And like I said, you gotta see the cars and stuff too, so you gotta add a bonus.
Yeah, and last Saturday I was tailgating Ham Fest for LaPorte. That was good. Get more people in there. Tired.
tailgate ham festival for you.
Right there at the concrete tower, 35 and Schultz.
Well, I didn't even know about that one either. Huh. Well, I didn't know the cabin fevers in February. And over the fairgrounds now, right? Not at the Civic Center no more? Or do they have two?
No, cabin fever is only at fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know if they had maybe a summer one and a winter one or what. I'm not sure. That's why I was inquiring. Inquiring minds want to know.
Now, the Tailgate Ham Fest is kind of their summer ham fest. The way it's growing, we'll probably outgrow the tower site and have to go somewhere else. But that would be a good thing.
Well, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, I don't even know who put on the South Bend Ham Fest or what club put that on. Did you know? It probably wasn't Racy's. Was there a Mark? Or was there a MARC club? Or who put that on, you know?
No, the one at the Sandy Center? Yeah, I don't know who put that one on.
I still think Sandy Center got too greedy, and that's... Like I said, there's not much activity in January. That was easy money for him. It was only what? It was one day just, wasn't it? Or was it the whole weekend? I thought it was just one day.
I'll be honest, I don't even remember now. I know it was at least one day. It might have been just one day, actually.
I thought it was just one day, as far as I know. But. Oh, well. You got other things. You got the POTUS on the air. You got IOTA. You got contest. There's something. Somebody can end up with contests, but you can't really have a good conversation with anybody. I guess if you're into that, parks on the air or any of that other stuff, but I'm not. I like to listen sometimes, but I'm not kind of into it.
Right. Yeah, there's a bunch of us that go out to Potato Creek and just set up, play radio. Yeah, we have a lot of fun. And our group has definitely grown.
Do you guys have,
dedicated
weekends for that or something?
Yeah, most of them do that. I just go out and set up, and that's it. I don't do POTA. I just go out and set up and have fun. Now, depending on the weather, every Saturday, just depends on the weather.
I'll be out there in 3 weeks, 99DRK.
Well, they say today is supposed to be bad weather later on and tomorrow, but go ahead, DRK. WBNIWS will be listening in a minute. Go ahead, DRK.
I'll keep your conversation going. I just said I'll be out of Potato Creek in 3 weeks. I'm going to wander down to the pavilion and hang out with those guys when I'm there.
Yeah, that'll work. We haven't been, there's a few of us that haven't been there in a few Saturdays because of other things going on, but after the Elkhart Ham Fest, the following Saturday we'll be out there. The ones that haven't been out there in a while. Yeah, we'll be glad to see you out there too. We just have lots of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're camping out there, and we've, like I just said, in 3 weeks, so currently on her way home from the UP right now. I'm somewhere in northern Michigan still.
Yeah, that sounds good. Just have a safe drive home.
Well, it shouldn't be too bad. The guy in front of me is only going 53 miles an hour, so I can't exactly speed.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Ron, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just listening. Upper Peninsula, how are we all linked up? How far are we linked up there, Brian?
I am on my own all-star node linked into the W9LY.
Go ahead, W9LY.
No, Ron. He's linked up to W9LY Laporte repeater. So we're attached to the Laporte repeater.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we don't know exactly where he's at. He's just coming back home from the UP. I thought maybe it'd be like that Michigan one, that 2 meter one he stayed linked all over the state. Remember that on 147?
Yeah, I remember that. That's been quite a while ago.
So they're not all linked up anymore? I don't get up that way. Up into Michigan, so I don't know. It's probably still a repeater, but not linked up.
Yeah, the Great Michigan link, yeah, that's, as far as I know, that's no more. That hadn't been in a long time.
If you get up in the northern side of the UP, they've got a pretty nice link system up there. So I think it's all over RF, though.
That could be. What are you talking about, Ron?
Didn't Indianapolis have a real good repeater there that you could maybe pick them up there every once in a while?
I can't remember that one. I'm not sure.
I thought they might have shut it down for a while because it seemed like 7.200, you know, like meters on there or something.
I don't know, but I know down there here a long time ago, they were having, issues with the IRC, so other than that, I'm not sure.
Well, it's kind of nice to have,
Southbound on 131 up here. Still got 4.5 hours and 301 miles to go.
Yeah, definitely a little ways.
Definitely Sunday. Everyone's on a Sunday cruise, and I'm stuck on a two-lane road and nowhere to pass.
Yeah, that is a bummer.
Cops are sneaky now. I seen one on 30 the other day. It was a pickup truck with a cab on the back of it, and somebody pulled over. I had a trooper friend of mine one time. He was driving a Dodge Caravan, kind of like the one I used to have. It. I seen him on the bypass one time, and met him at the pizza place afterwards. We were talking. I said, "Hey, who's got that?" here's with his family. I said, who's got that unmarked Dodge Caravan? He said, oh, that's mine. I said, man, you stink.
Yeah, they definitely are. I'm pretty sure you were, too, when you were on there.
Yeah, the car I had looked like a regular car, and the people would back me up, and I pulled them over the wall. I didn't know it was a police car. Exactly. You didn't want to put it on.
True.
I did some good tickets in that car, because, well, I did okay in my marked car, but when I had the unmarked car, man, they would pass me on a double yellow and all kinds of stuff. You know, I'd go to the speed limit, like down Crumbstown, 40 in that area, and some cars come up and pass me on the double yellow and in a hurry, so I have to give them a present.
Yeah, they found out real quick, right?
Some people are so stupid. I had the road blocked off and, you know, across the road, you know, with a marked car because there was a house fire down the road. And the fire department had both lanes blocked, you know, with fire trucks and everything. So they're doing this house fire. And clearly, you're not supposed to go anywhere because they had both lanes blocked off. So they were just shoulder around me and there would be. So I just waited for them to turn around and come back, and I wrote them their ticket. When they come back, I said, oh, give me a license registration, pull over here. I did three that day. So, okay, you can go around me. You're not going to get nowhere, so when you come back, I'll give you.
Exactly.
You think I just like sit in my car crossing both lanes here so nobody can go through that, you know, that's what I do for fun? No. Yeah, I tell you. I don't know. There's some people out there who are really crazy, I'm telling you. Really crazy.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. And go ahead, JRK.
Did we lose you? Where you at?
You might have had a phone call or something, too.
Or he found out where he could pass.
True.
Now, were you calling for me? W9DRJ. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't want to leave you out.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yep, I'm finally doing criminal speeds. The slowpoke turned off the road.
Alrighty. Yeah, hopefully. Ah, either way you're going, you might be home quicker now.
I'm pretty sure I think I saw a horse and buggy pass us on the shoulder. That guy was not in a hurry.
Alright, what is it that they automatically do?
They automatically take you to jail if you go 50 miles an hour past the posted speed limit. So, you know, if the speed limit's 50 and you're going 100, they automatically take you to jail if you do 50 over.
Okay.
So what you're saying is if I'm just doing 49 over, it's just a hefty ticket.
Six of these, half a dozen of that. It all depends on how good the radar is.
I don't think there's any danger in me going that fast. pulling a travel trailer behind me. I'm barely going over the speed limit as it stands now. Just flowing with the traffic.
But there's people that do that. I was at 465 a couple years ago, and this guy was in the far right lane, almost on his shoulder, in a convertible, and he passed us like all the traffic, like the speed of lightning in a convertible. You could barely see him. It was like a blur. And I'm like, man, some people.
Those ones typically come to an abrupt halt.
Hey, Frank, you ever see that Facebook video of these guys passing everybody on the shoulder of the road on the highway? And this truck, pickup truck, pulls in front of them on the shoulder of the road, too, like, and the guy's honking at him, like, get out of my way, get out of my way. And the pickup truck puts out his red and blue lights. And it's like, uh-oh.
I have seen that one. And I've seen pictures of the aftermath of people whipping over in the shoulder and there being a parked semi sitting there broke down.
Yeah, either you stopped in worse shape or you smashed into it. Yep, that's true.
Yeah, I think I have seen that, too.
I can watch it Fridays with Frank on, he's on YouTube or Facebook. There's Pinellas County Traffic Sheriff that stops all these cars and writes the tickets and everything, and it's pretty funny. You carry on a minute. I'm going to grab me another cup of coffee. It's WD9WF Show.
Alright, yeah, I'm just sitting here messing around with an HT, kind of reprogramming it.
Sounds like that LaPorte Hamfest tailgate panned out pretty well.
Yeah, it did. We had at least double of vendors we had last year. The food was awesome. And the people coming to buy, I mean, there were times on the north side of the tower, because that's where they were parking, that it was practically full. So, yeah, it was definitely good this year. So it can get better. It can only get better. But, yeah, it was good times. And we were going to stay a little while longer, too, except Storm decided to make us close early.
That's what I heard. I was heading up to the UP that day, so I missed out on it. Maybe next year. We'll see how things pan out. I'd like to get out there.
Yeah, it was really good time. Yeah, the food, that was... Well, pulled pork, baked beans, coleslaw, or if you don't want coleslaw, you can get a bag of chips, and a cookie, and a drink, and it was, the price was really good, and you didn't get little portions, or you were full by the time you got done eating this.
You know, that's one way to sell a ham fest is, good quality food. People will come just for that.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was. And then you got two different styles of barbecue sauce to put on there, and, yeah, it was, I don't know, it was really good. It was fun. I think some people sold quite a bit of stuff and others didn't, but hey, go figure. It's a ham fest, go figure.
I either go to those things and spend too much money, or I don't spend a dime. There's no middle ground.
And Fred. That's me too.
No, I spent a pretty good chunk of change when I was out at Dayton this year.
Yeah, I wanted to go this year, but I just couldn't do it this year.
That was the first time I'd ever been out there, so it was a lot of fun. Ended up buying a set of Drake Twins and a bunch of other miscellaneous stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I know you'll definitely have fun with those.
Yeah, I had to do a little bit of work on the transmitter, and then the receiver's fine, but transmitter's not exactly transmitting very well, so I haven't really had time to go through it, and once I do, get that all up and going, it'll be fun to play with.
Oh, yeah, definitely there. But, you'll have fun messing around with that, definitely. Getting it back to where it should be in that. Oh, yeah. Well, may do it. Better let you go. I got a couple things I got to do here yet and everything, so, you have a good rest of the drive home and a safe one, and we will talk to you later on. W9PRK 9YOU. 7-3 in your final.
Okay, thank you. Yep. On a two-lane road for a while before I pick up some interstate again, so just cruising and enjoying the view. Talk to you the next time I talk to you. 7-3 W9PRK.
Oh, you have a good one, and also 7-3, Ron. WB9WXO9YOU 7-3.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514. Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514. Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network, 220.
Here's mobile.
All right, you're doing all right. You're a little
choppy, but you're getting it. No, high power.
I can't do it right now. On the way up here, I noticed that southbound that there's a construction delay, so I'll probably run into it pretty soon.
Now, where are you at now?
58 miles north of the toll road in Michigan.
Okay, so you're around Three Rivers?
North of Three Rivers. Three Rivers is the first city you come to, then you go to school fast, and then you go about 70 miles an hour. So I'm probably less than 20 miles south of Wyoming, but that's only about 10 miles south of Grand Rapids. So I just got on 131 probably about 20 miles ago.
Well, when you get a chance, bump your power up, because I'm not hearing everything.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm about 65 to 68 miles north of the toll road, so I got an hour and a half to drive so I can get to the toll road.
Better than high power now. I can understand practically every word.
Alrighty.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been up that way.
That's been a while for me. I think it was about 2 months ago it was before July 1st, because they had a July 4th party, my wife went and I didn't. Okay, here is my marker number 65, so I got 65 miles to go until I get to the toll road.
Alrighty.
Nice to talk this far away. I can't hear it, but there's an echo, so everything I say gets echoed back to me. It's weird.
Oh, it does, huh?
Yeah, it's like an echo, like that. Yesterday was Sir's birthday.
What was that?
Yesterday was Theodore's first birthday, the 26th. He holds up his hand and he says,
How was his first birthday?
Pretty good. The grandma wasn't there, though. She was there 5-6 days a week, so she decided to go home. I can see Gun Lake Casino. That is 28 miles south of Wyoming. So I'm here at exit 61, so that means that I got 60 more miles to go until I get out of 50.
Alrighty.
This is actually Gun Lake Casino. I know I got 28 miles to 36th Street. That's very good. That's a year to live at. I think I said now that I'm south of about 34 miles south of Grand Rapids. That's where the traffic stands out, so there ain't much as much traffic here.
Are you running into traffic?
I'm getting away from traffic, but from what I saw, there's going to be a jam up here on buses going down to one lane. Even though there's not much traffic, it's going to be kind of hard. Here's a 60-mile marker right now.
All righty.
I'm going about 72, somewhere now.
You're what?
Mom, you're 62. Sorry, 59. I'll go like 72 miles an hour.
CMN.
And there's a jam up.
I-3.
I'm getting in the right lane, it looks like. And I am going 0 miles per hour. Probably take 20 minutes to a half hour to get through this.
Sounds like you're
going to
have fun.
Yeah, right. Better don't go out there as often as I used to back here in the year before. This is only my second time up there this year.
Yeah, and you'll probably do one more and that'll be it for the year.
That's what I was thinking, probably one more time than... And that'll be it. That's what I was thinking a few months ago. Maybe 3 2 that this is number 2.
Ah, so
I'm gonna turn the hell around.
I know you love going up there. You're 9YOU.
I don't mind being up there. It's just driving up there and driving back that I don't like.
I know. That's what I mean.
That's the worst part is driving. I like being up there and seeing my grandkids and talking to my daughter and David and stuff, but just a trip is a pain. And there's always construction on 131 in the summertime, north and or south. People all pass us in the left lane and they're going to be trying to get in.
Of course, which makes it longer because they don't want to be at the end of the line.
Yeah, they're idiots. I have to move in about 30 seconds. Oh, there we go. I'm going about 2 miles an hour.
For 10 feet.
I've learned, you make it through the construction zones. It may take you 20 minutes to a half hour, but you will eventually make it through.
Yeah, you will.
Michigan freeways are really crowded. I went on I-96 for part of the way. From David's house to 131, I need the GPS, but once I found 131 south, I just turned the GPS off because I'm not away from that.
Alrighty.
You have to stay close to the person in front of you, but not, and not let anybody in, but not too close where you're going to hit them as they stop.
Right.
A Yukon in front of me, and where the windshield wipers at, there's rust, and they painted over the rust. You can just see the rust bubbling out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how long this is. This is probably about 10 miles or so, but I probably went about a mile or two so far. I finally made it to marker 58. I was going 71, up to 59.
Alrighty.
Oh, at about 5 miles an hour. It's burning it to add 65 more miles per hour.
Okie dokie.
When I was going up there yesterday, I see that something had a clog up, so I knew it was coming, and it's here.
The what?
On the way up here, I see that something southbound was clogged up, so I knew it was coming.
Alrighty.
You just don't see why I have to stop sometimes because, probably because people merging who are trying to get ahead of their team.
I'm pretty sure that's why.
Bunch of them, we could probably make it through a rush. Here comes a semi, I think he's going to make it through. He has to have somebody to talk to in times like these, because if not, I'd be hit the dash floor. Come on, get moving, move it, people, move!
Yeah, well, just be patient, you'll be out of there.
Now I've learned that it takes time, but before I know it, within a couple miles, I haven't made my own luck to 67 yet.
Yeah, all right.
Makes matters worse if these people are cutting it in front of us, like you said, are taking up more and more time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm up to 5 miles an hour. So you said you wouldn't be able to go out to eat on Tuesday?
Yeah.
All right, no problem. It's supposed to rain Tuesday anyways.
All righty.
I was hoping to drive straight through, but with this, at this rate, I may have to stop to get something to eat.
Yeah, why not?
A little bit older, and as far as I can see, it looks like about a mile and a half or so, just this car's bumper to bumper.
Oh yeah, fun.
Not really. That's funny, here's a sign that says, work zone begins.
Alrighty.
Trying to speed up a little bit now because nobody's cutting in, so I'm getting close to where it goes down to one lane and not many people can cut in.
Okie dokie.
Now there's a sign that says speed limit 60. How can I go 60 whenever I'm going about 12 miles an hour? Sorry, 14. Now there's a sign that says left lane close ahead. It's like, why didn't they say that about 3 or 4 miles back?
I don't know.
Look at my rear view mirror and I see nobody in the left lane trying to jump in now, but all the ones that there already got in. I told my daughter, I go, if I could just be in my house and all of a sudden appear in your house, I would probably come up here a lot, but I have to drive up there and drive back, and that takes minimum of 3 hours.
True.
Oh, I'm going 25 miles an hour now, woo! Somebody say what's all the traffic. It's whoever it is. This is a construction site around mile marker probably 60 something, and southbound is down to one lane.
On 131.
On 131. Made up to 40. Starting to, I'm at exit 55, so it's somewhere in the 50s and 60s where it narrows down to one lane, southbound only, not northbound, southbound, 131.
Thank you.
Take the right lane, too. So the construction zone getting up to 70 in a minute or two there. about 3 or 4 miles.
Okie dokie.
Wonder how far south this torpedo at. I just crossed mile marker number 55, so I got 55 miles to go to the Toro.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
All righty, Jim. Yeah, I'm going to let you go. I've got I've got stuff together, and I got to leave. So I will talk to you later on, all righty?
Well, talk to me through the construction zone. Have a good day. Talk to you tomorrow. N91OU, KB9KBM.
All righty. Yeah, if you want to get on another machine, that's fine, too. Just, you know, give me a holler or whatever. But we'll talk to you later on. Have a safe trip. Bye. KB9KBX and I'm
going to go to KB9KBX as quick.
MI3 Network. CMN Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Now where are you going, Jim? WB9WXO. All right, I'm just coming home from Michigan. I was talking to Brian on the Moline repeater when I was up there in Michigan. So now I'm coming home. I'm about 15 miles east of the South Bend exit 331 or Capitol, or whichever you want to call it.
Yeah, it seems like this repeater gives better coverage to the north than it does to the south.
Well, it gets good, real good north and pretty good east, but south is terrible. West is not too bad, but south is really bad. You get to about the Island Road or about 10 miles past that, it's bad.
Yeah, usually when you hit Hoosier Tire, you're starting to flutter a little.
Yeah, somewhere in there, yeah, that's probably about 9 to 10 miles, somewhere in there.
You make it all the way to church, but if they're going to the parking lot, it is choppy then. It is pretty choppy.
Yeah, that I can believe. I went up to, if you know where Grand Rapids is at, northeast of there is a small town called Ionia. And north of Ionia is a real small township called Fenwick. That's where my daughter's boyfriend, he's at. And yesterday was his first birthday party. So I was up there for that. And I left in probably about noon time. And I got to go get the car washed because he's got a Siberian Husky and the dog went on my hubcap. So I'm going to have to get the car washed. And I also got to stop up in the arch and get some grass seed. I'm just going to rain tomorrow and there's like some a certain place where I want grass to grow. So I got to make two quick stops.
Oh, okay. Yeah, next Saturday is my great-granddaughter's first birthday. So I'm going to go to that after the Ham Fest. You going to the Ham Fest?
No, there's nothing in ham radio I need. I've got everything I need, and I can't see calling there looking at something that I don't need and end up buying something. So I'm done with buying Ham Fest, and I'm into HO trains, and I've got everything I need for that too. So I'm not going to go no more train shows.
You got a big city with houses and buildings and crossing gates and little cars and all that stuff.
I don't have no crossing gates, but I've got some of my Matchbox cars from when I was a kid. 19 years old, I got some of those, and they're a little bit off scale, but you would never really notice it, though, to tell you the truth. But yeah, I've got some buildings I bought, and my dad was into it, and he made some buildings for me too.
Yeah, it is. I went to a museum once and they had a big train outfit like that, and they had buildings and crossing gates, and the gates would come down and the lights would flash, and they had cars and people walking like and stuff, and it was really cool at a museum. I remember there was a bar in Michigan, I don't know if it was High Hole, I can't I don't remember what it was. B&L maybe, someplace up in Michigan, that had train around the ceiling, and the train track would go around the ceiling, around the bar, and eating area and stuff. That was pretty cool.
Now, I'm into HO scale, and my dad got me a layout around the tree in 1969 at Christmas, and that's a big deal. And then he says, "Uncle, build you a layout." I said, "So what? Who cares?" He built a layout, and I went down there, and I started running it, and I loved it. So I've been buying stuff ever since then, and I just filled up all my totes, so I'm done buying stuff for that now, and my guns and my ham radios. And RC cars, I'm done buying stuff for all that stuff. And RC cars, occasionally you have to buy batteries, which you know, but I'm not going to buy no more new radios because I don't need no more stuff.
Yeah. It's nice to look at. Well, I liked it when they had the big dealers there, like Icom and stuff, and you got to see the latest and greatest. Not that I necessarily buy it, but it's neat to see, you know?
Yeah, I get the HRO, and then there's another catalog I get. I look at that, though, but I know it's expensive whenever it says call.
I was going to say, some of them HRO catalogs I got, it don't got the price in there. It's like, well, wow. Yeah, it does say call. It's like, no, I want to see what the price is. I don't want to pass out when I talk to you on the phone.
Really? Oh, here on the table, there's an airplane flying really low. He's not just beyond the tree, but he came up and dived down, so that's weird.
You didn't get into any RC airplanes? That's kind of fun. I've seen, like, YouTube videos, and some of them planes are, like, huge. Like, and they're expensive, but, yeah, but it seems like you could almost put a person, really, in them flying RC planes.
Well, I'm not into RC planes, but I'm into RC cars, though, and I've got about five or six of them, something like that.
You should have a miniature South Bend Motor Speedway in the basement.
Yeah, that'd be nice, but I just got too many hobbies, and I don't want to start any other new ones.
Well, at least you got something to do when you're retired, because some people retire and they got nothing to do. And, you know, I do pretty much ham radio and stuff like that, but I did that when I was working, too. But I enjoy it. And, you know, there's people I know that had ham licenses, they let it lapse, and now they're retired, and they can't get back on because it's been 2 years. 2 years. They could take a test and get it back, but it's like, back when it was free, why didn't you just renew it? It was just free for another 10 years. Why? Why did you let it go? You know, who knows, you know, what you're going to do after you retire? that's true. June 1st makes 4 years I've been retired, and I got 1 mile. I'm still on the tow rope, but I got 1 mile till I get off the Mishawaka, so I'm almost at the Mishawaka. Yeah. Six years I've been retired. He's got 2 years on me. I got 2 years on you. But I think I could go as fast as I can't believe I've been retired for 6 years. But, you know, I like getting up in the morning, having my coffee, turning on the HF or VHF, whatever, turn on the radio, listen in, and not have to worry if it's raining outside to deliver papers or if it's snowing and doing accidents on the bypass. I just sit, relax, and have another cup. Oh, that's true. Okay, here's the exit right here. I wanted to go past this truck in front of me. It's got cars on it, or pickup trucks, but I was too close to the exit. Oh, he's getting out the exit, too. So, yeah, I'm going to have to... Oh, no, he's not. So, I'm going to have to pay my toll. Last year, it went up to... It was like 180, and then last year it went up to $2, and now it's $2.10. I'll be back in a few minutes here. I'm getting off here, and I'm going like 20 miles an hour. I'm going to have to put the money in the machine. I'll catch you in a few minutes. And I'm BX, okay, B9 KRX. B9 WX.
B9 PRK.
Right ahead.
W9 DPE. What's to the K9 JNSI? There was a group of people talking here, Dave.
Copy.
CMN Network 220.